Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're looking for a fun game that you could play with a group of friends, this is always good. We love to play it every once in a while on our show. It's called Who in the Room?
Who in the Room?
All right, here we go, guys. Who in the room has ever stolen money from your parents?
Oh, I have.
Ooh.
I have.
You have?
Uh-huh. I regret it. I don't regret it. It wasn't a lot of money, but my parents have the, they collected coins from every year, like quarters and all that. Like, and then they have like this commemorative like book for it, and you'd pop in a quarter, and I didn't think they would notice. So I would pop out the most recent ones that were more that you could replace easier, and I would go to the convenience store down the street and buy nachos when I lived in El Paso, or like
so
just
funny.
Go buy like snacks and stuff. And to this day, I don't know. They never said anything about it, but I stopped. I'd like to replace them one day.
You know, I used to also steal from my dad's change jar
that
was in his
thing.
Closet, but I never felt bad. I mean, it would be like a dollar at the most
exactly.
at a time to just go grab a candy or have money for the vending machine. Like, he didn't know that was just his change jar.
Booker, you ever steal from mom?
Yeah.
A lot?
Well.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
More than us?
Oh, you can't talk about it because she's listening?
Exactly.
Okay.
Alex, you also seem to be that type of person that would, like, drink from your dad's vodka bottle and fill it up with water.
Jim Beam, growing up, I took a swig of it because we had a bar in our house in El Paso. I took a swig of it, and I thought it was the most disgusting thing ever. And I went to the kitchen and grabbed Coca-Cola, something brown to make it brown, and
sure.
filled it up. And I never heard anything about it again. Probably my dad complained when he took a swig out of it. But, yeah, I've done that.
Who in the room is the worst at keeping secrets?
Ooh, probably.
Sarah tells more secrets to people than we think.
Mm-hmm.
Booker tells secrets. We all kind of do, and they all come out from other different people. So it's not that we're bad secret tellers or give secrets away. It's the people that we tell end up spilling the beans to us about it.
I'm a bad secret keeper.
Yeah, I would say Sarah.
I would say more so. I can't get anything out of Booker, and Alex just shuts his mouth. So I would say I'm the...
Yeah, I would too.
I can't keep a secret.
I know Sarah's going to say this is her, but I don't know. Who in the room can run 5 miles in the shortest amount of time?
Bro, I'm a machine, man. I don't know. My body shouldn't look like it should run a lot. Maybe it's the Mexican in me because we love cross country.
Yeah.
I'm heavier than all of y'all, but I mean, I can run. Look, it'll take me a while.
Well, this is who can run at the fastest.
Right.
I think I'm faster than y'all. Just sprinting, you guys would kill me.
Here's the thing. I don't want to test either of y'all because I don't want to go run a 5 mile race.
No, I don't either.
So
let's
whoever
move on.
Says they're the fastest, good. Congratulations.
Who in the room would sit at the back of the classroom in high school?
Oh, well, Alex.
Matt Booker. I think both of us.
Oh, yeah. Well, because Alex is such a kiss.
And Booker wasn't?
Well.
You know he is.
Yeah, but I would sit in the back of the class.
Totally.
Sarah would be front row.
Yeah, why would you sit in the back? The teacher can't see you.
Sarah would turn around to Booker and I in the back of the class and say, those two guys are bad eggs right there.
And I know who y'all are going to say for this one. Who in the room would burst into laughter at a funeral?
Brad Booker.
Sarah.
What?
Really?
Not because I think it's funny, but when I'm uncomfortable and don't know how to act... I've gotten way better at this. Like, I can control this now. But when I was a kid, when I was uncomfortable, my natural reaction uncontrollably was laughter.
That's weird, dude.
Yeah, and so I've
you're
fixed
weird.
It. No, I mean, it's just, I think that's pretty normal. Like,
no.
when you're in an uncomfortable situation.
Mm. Not at a funeral.
No, that's not normal at all,
no,
Sarah.
No, but like, it's
nope.
just, no,
no it's
I,
not.
I fixed it. Mm-mm, I fixed it.
Not.
I don't do it anymore.
Brad Booker would be making people happy at a funeral. That's what I like about you, bro. You crack some funny jokes, man.
I'd be dying laughing.
Are you serious?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.